And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor travels to a place where a certain difficult-to-pronounce surname is a lot more common.
Oh, good, you're here. Please come and sit down so I can show you the 2713, according to mathematician Larry, that's a prime number, pictures that I took on my recent trip. What? This is radio and you can't see them and thus are spared from this opportunity? Well then, 1,000 words, give or take, will have to suffice. Tony Crable, the producer of Michiana Chronicles, said to me not so long ago that I often speak of travel. That was a surprise to me. I would have thought that my genre was more the trivial than travel. To speak too much of travel seems like bragging, and as we all know, that's not nice. So saith my mother, and probably yours as well. Thus I try to keep such talk at bay. However, there are amazing and delightful things in the world at large, and it's difficult for me not to report my findings. All of that being said, I want to tell you about Malta. Mostly in my life, I haven't thought about Malta, but the opportunity came my way to go there, and I don't think I'll ever be the same since having experienced it. First off, it's an island, and islands are always good. There's a water source, and in the case of Malta, there's perfect weather, perfect size, nice British influence for those of us who are Anglophiles, tons of history, and a slightly exotic historical and architectural influence left by the Muslims. What's not to love? And even though you think you don't know Malta, you might be surprised. Lots of filming happens there, most recently numerous locations shown in the Game of Thrones. I don't want to lapse into travelogue mode here, right up there with showing the 2713 photos on the boredom factor scale. But from youth on, I had a desire to see Stonehenge. Having accomplished that earlier in my traveling life, now and again I'm surprised and interested to find Stonehenge-like structures in other places. Newgrange in Ireland is one, and now Hagar Kim in Malta is added to my list. Along with the urge to create spirits, i.e. strong drink, the construction of these megalithic worship spaces reinforces my curiosity about the human need to propitiate whatever deities were on their radar. Those two creations are beginning to seem to me to be universal and historical. Also, perhaps you haven't made the connection, but our much-loved mayor of South Bend, Pete Buttigieg, has Maltese roots. And although it sometimes seems difficult to wrap our minds and our mouths around the spelling and pronunciation of his surname, apparently it's a fairly common name in Malta. Not as common as Smith, more like Green or Williams. When asked, my native guide told me this and seemed quite pleased with a son of Malta having made good here in the New World. So much so that he even mentioned him when offering good wishes as he sent our little group back out into the non-Malta world. So, there you go, Mayor Pete. Greetings from Malta. And I thought I'd died and went to heaven moment that I had in Malta concerned pastry. Yes, another plus. They have very good pastry there. I was sitting in an outdoor cafe with a glass of white Maltese wine, perusing the menu while listening to an accomplished street oboist run through a fairly extensive classical and theatrical repertoire, when I came upon an entry that, from the description, sounded much like a Napoleon. They, however, called it a diplomat. Not being a scholar of Maltese history, I can only suppose that this is so renamed as a result of the unfortunate episode where Napoleon bombarded the capital, Valletta, in 1798. Could be the sort of thing where a bit of rancor remains. In any case, call it what you will, it's my favorite dessert, and neither it nor the setting disappointed. Another Maltese triumph, and another reason to want to return and take more photographs. Home for the moment, for Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.